TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hello.
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 You are the most awesome thing that has ever been awesome.
That was like 1,000 elves just came in your ears.
Okay.
It was really 99. We weren't that good.
No, Andy.
You try to have fun, Andy. We say no.
Such is my lot.
When you put it that way, we sound like dicks.
Yes, you sound like cocks.
But see, when Andy does shit like that, I don't feel bad.
Nope, no, you really shouldn't. And I'm here to remind you.
All right, here we go.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week, Noah sees the classic movie Superman 2, I take my family to Disneyland, Andy has problems with his TV, and we trade some vomit stories! And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
Welcome.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the fun killer in TanCast. Andy will have no fun.
Aw, now I'm sad.
Well, before you get too sad, let's give Andy some props, because now you can officially find us on iTunes again.
Woohoo!
Andy, you're doing it.
I did one thing.
Very slowly, but you're doing it.
I did one thing
right. Hey, he got it done.
If this was a marathon, it would have been like done for like a year.
I crossed the finish line doing this. Guys. What's my time?
Seriously, the pace car was already back to catching other criminals.
Did I beat anyone?
Andy, three dead guys beat you. They oozed across the finish line, Andy. We think it was mostly worm power.
If you were racing for the next race, you beat them all.
The one thing is, though, now that we're in the iTunes store again, all the reviews that reviews and ratings that had been put up, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because we're in the iTunes store as if we were brand new. They did not reactivate our asses.
Probably because it's been so long since they had a store, we forgot we originally had one.
No, they clearly still have a record of us in there somewhere, because all attempts up till this week to get us back in. I don't know what combination of magic spells and slaughtered goats I managed to kind of stick together, but the glue seems to be holding, so fingers crossed.
Don't upset the gods. Don't upset the gods.
Oh, I took a big wet piss on the gods, because for about 4 days our podcast was named Suck It, iTunes.
I liked that a lot.
The episodes? No. The podcast. I took a screenshot so I could like it later.
So I was wondering if we should wait for official TanCast iTunes Review Day, which is December 30th, or should we have a new one in the middle of summer?
I think that if we wait until December 30th, something else may go wrong. We should just go ahead and say, hey guys, can you go like us and tell us how much you like us?
Will you be our friends, guys?
So we say it like that, so it's super effective? Because every marketing method that's done like this always works.
Okay, I'll try it this way.
Bye,
it's Sunday! Today, and only today, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, or we will eat your babies on Sunday!
Whoa, don't hurt yourself, pal. You alright?
Oh, I'm fine. Are you kidding? This is actually my superpower. It's making that voice.
Oof. Well, don't expect a call from the Justice League anytime soon.
Luthor, stop that! Ah! Oh, I'm dead! Hey, what should we do? Get the guy who talks to fish or the guy who sounds angry sometimes?
Aquaman, you're finally up.
my time to shine.
I like that Aquaman voice.
It's my time to shine, guys. Not your time, my time.
But the villain's underwater. Yeah, Superman's got this one. Turns out he's invulnerable to high pressure, and he can basically kick all the fish's ass.
It's about Aquaman, baby.
Why don't you go scrub the toilets again, Aquaman?
Fuck you, Aquaman.
Oh, I took such a Solomon Grundy in there.
Hey, Aquaman, I think there's a fish in the toilet. Hey, that's a shit, guys.
Gets him every time.
See, you can talk to it.
Now, if you give Aquaman a swirly, is that punishment, or is he cool with that?
I don't know. I think you're empowering. Well, no, it's Namor the Submariner. Now, if you give Namor a swirly, do you empower him?
Well, I thought if you get Aquaman wet, he gets stronger as well.
Maybe. Let's find out.
Well, Aquaman swims in shit all the time anyways.
This is true.
This is very true. I remember the one of the Marvel DC crossovers, Iceman had done something, and then somebody smashed the ice, and some water got on Aquaman, and he's like, and then all of a sudden he got stronger. It wasn't even a ton, just like a little splash. And he just gave a look to the camera like, now shit's going to go down. And gave a look back like, no.
This is my time to shine.
Now I will lift this baby. What do you want? It's a large baby.
Aquaman, strong enough to lift one baby.
But not for very long. He has a bad back.
Well, let's do Cam last.
I'm trying out.
I'm going to ask Tim something.
Oh, look at that. A sneak preview of what's to come after 10 laughs.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much. Hey guys.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, because that'd be the bomb. Write it on a and do what's at your mom at tancast.com. Because now 10 laughs every day with the jokes, you know it's just such a grind. So here are your jokes now, cause it is 10 laughs time. Fasten your seatbelts, baby, it's 10 laughs. Woo! 10 laughs. Woo! A 10 laugh time.
Alright, so this time Tyler sent me a joke and didn't send me a follow-up email, so I'm going to read it.
See how that works, Tyler?
I feel that's setting a precedent that we do not want necessarily to set, Tim.
Sure it is.
Okay.
What do you get when you cross an Italian and a Jew?
I don't know, but
except these all of us, sorry. Olive Garden.
Lacist.
What's the difference between a Frenchman and a bucket of shit?
The bucket of shit smells nicer.
Nope. The bucket.
Oh.
Those French people are terrible.
What do you call a blind German?
Don't know.
Nazi! That was my favorite. There's still two more. I should have read that one last. What's the difference between a smart Spaniard and a unicorn?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nothing. They're both fictional characters.
I wondered about that.
What's the difference between an Irish wedding and an Irish funeral?
Everyone has sex after an Irish funeral.
There's one less drunk.
Aw.
Nazi. I still like that one best. Atrocities.
They're what's for dinner.
That's it. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Sorry. I was trying to see about maybe reading some damn laughs and then slowly sliding up the scale as I talk, because I don't know why I think I'm going insane. Help me, guys. Maybe stop.
Nope. You're on your own, buddy.
That would have happened long ago.
Okay.
You're on your own in this one, Andy.
Here's a 10 laugh from Jonathan.
Jonathan!
He calls it Juan the Smuggler. Juan comes up to the Mexican border on his bicycle. He has two large bags over his shoulders. A guard stops him and says, "What's in the bags?" "Sand," answers Juan. The guard says, "We'll just see about that. Get off the bike." The guard takes the bags and rips them apart. He empties them out and finds nothing in them but sand. He detains Juan overnight, has the sand analyzed, only to discover there is nothing but pure sand in the bags. The guard releases Juan, puts the sand into new bags, lifts them up onto the man's shoulders, and lets him cross the border. A week later, the same thing happened. The guard asks, "What have you got?" "Sand," says Juan. The guard does his thorough examination and discovers the bags contain nothing but sand. He gives the sand back to Juan, and Juan crosses the border on his bicycle. This sequence of events repeats every day for 3 years. One day, Juan doesn't show up. The guard meets him in a cantina in Mexico. "Hey, buddy," the guard says. "I know you're smuggling something. It's driving me crazy. It's all I can think about, but I can't sleep. Just between you and me, what are you smuggling?" "Bicycles," Juan says.
"I think that might... Is that based on a true story?"
"I don't know."
This Tan Laugh is based on a true story. Based on actual events.
I feel like I've heard that joke or something like that before.
Where they were so busy looking at the pointless sand that they didn't notice that he was driving a different bicycle every time?
Yeah.
How does he get back then?
Flies.
Like Mary Poppins or...
Or Kevin Southwest, Smith? You know, whichever is more convenient.
Okay.
All right, I got one.
Yeah.
This is from Roger. Rockin' Roger. What doesn't belong in this list? Meat, eggs, wife, blowjob.
Meat, eggs.
Blowjob. But I don't know why.
You are correct. Blowjob. You can beat your meat, eggs, or wife, but you can't beat a blowjob.
Aww.
So here's my question for Tim.
Here's my answer for Noah.
Wouldn't
it be awesome if we just talked like that for the rest of the episode? Like we didn't actually do anything specific? Question for Noah. Answer for Tim.
Witty retort from Andy.
Witty comment. Sassy comeback. Non sequitur.
Oh, so we just... All right, that's what you're saying. No.
Sad musings on my lot in life.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Crying because I failed.
Demand for Noah to eat my balls.
Do you think Superman, is it the second one, the one with the Zod, holds up?
For the most part. I think both Superman the movie and Superman 2 have large chunks in it that you're like, whew.
70s.
I was watching it. I don't know if it holds up, for me at least.
Noah, did you watch...
You don't even think 1989's Batman holds up. As soon as anything's more than 5 years old, Noah's like, fuck it, it's old shit. Fuck that shit.
Look shitty.
Flush it.
No, but like...
Noah goes walking by Notre Dame, he's like, fuck that building's old, knock that shit down.
This is bullshit.
It doesn't hold up. But we were watching, it was hilarious. Like, so... I mean, spoilers if you haven't seen this movie in the last 30 years, but maybe you should have already. When he loses his powers, how the fuck do they get back? The first time.
I've wondered that many times.
I'm like, all right, he's... Because I was watching Roberto, and he was talking about, like... But then he makes the trek back, walking. He goes, that's a far way to walk. And I'm like, but yeah, how the fuck does he get back with the girl? Like, all right, let's start trudging.
And they're leaving, and then the next thing you know, they're in a car. I'm like, where'd they get the car?
That's what
did he have just a car in the Fortress of Solitude?
Nope, Superman jacked somebody.
My son, here is your Kryptonian Plymouth.
He couldn't even beat that old guy's ass. How is he going to jack somebody?
That's true. Maybe Superman flew around the world before he depowered and just jacked a bunch of people and hid their cars. I might need this later.
But again, if you're a problem with the movie about the alien from another planet who looks exactly like us, speaks English, shoots lasers out of his eyes, and flies around the world backwards enough to speed up time, is that how did he get back to Metropolis from the North Pole?
These are important facts you need to think about.
yes, time, whatever. What about his vehicle situation? Is he hoofing it? Did he find like the ice road truckers and thumb a ride?
Do they have rideshare up there at the... Did he get a zip car? What did he do?
They have a zip car up there. What's going on? And then the whole cellophane thing was so pointless.
Yes.
Like, the guy just
landed... Go ahead. I was going to say, in fairness, that was Richard Lester adding silly shit.
Yes, I was just going to ask Noah is if he watched the original Superman 2 or the Richard Donner.
Probably the original, right? If it had the cellophane.
Yeah, so was there high wind blowing and some guy pointlessly got ice cream smushed in his face?
Yeah.
Yep.
It flew off his cone.
Yes, it hit another dude. Yeah. Or no, it hit the same dude.
Some parts I just kind of came in and out, and then I was fast forwarding kind of like for the fight. I was like, this is a long fight. I don't think I want to watch this.
Wow,
that's the
sad.
Appropriate response to that version.
You know what? I like There's a certain charm to Superman 2, the Lester version, that gets edited out of the Richard Donner cut, I feel. I mean, yes, the movie is super flawed, including the cellophane S.
Yeah. Well, the whole point, the point of the thing was that it disappeared so instantly.
Yes.
Like, what
okay,
the S?
Yeah.
It's like, haha, take my S!
You've seen that clip. They did a thing on Family Guy where, like, they showed that clip, and he's like, and he covered in the S. He's like, wow, yeah, that was minorly inconvenient. Well, take that.
And you ever think that Lois Lane killed somebody? I mean, granted, they were evil, but...
You mean when she punched Ursa over the edge there?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, fucking Superman straight up murders Zod.
Yes.
He crushes his hand and then throws him down the thing.
Yep. Although I will say I like the way Terrence Stamp did Zod. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would say next to the Joker, that is one of my favorite superhero villain performances in films.
It was rather good. I was impressed. It's like he does a good like air of superiority.
He's just bored with all these motherfuckers.
Yep. But Tim, what about me? Tim, have you forgotten our summer in Spain?
What's Andy doing?
The Bane in Spain stays mainly in the plane.
I know we swore we would never talk about it.
Andy is saying, hey, Tim, if Joker and Zod are your favorite, what about Bane?
I cupped your balls.
I have to say, I don't think I can think of a single Marvel villain that I like. Oh, I guess not even the Mandarin, though. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't say, like, oh, it was amazing.
Do you fancy either of the birds?
Yeah, what? Like, is there a standout Marvel villain? I guess the Red Skull was pretty good, but...
Red Skull was decent.
Oh, Loki's pretty good.
I'd say Loki's pretty damn good.
He is, but he's not, I don't know, it's not like the, whew, look what I just saw. And then I realized Magneto is technically a villain, so.
Oh, yeah.
Come in.
Hi. I'm Noah's friend.
That's the thing with...
I was just stopping by.
You done?
Me?
Yeah.
So I was just talking over the fact that Noah's chitter-chatting with somebody else right now.
Well, I didn't need Noah to respond to this. He's pointless.
Oh, okay.
I wanted your opinion, Tim. You're
What's
the only
opinion?
One that matters.
All right.
What about me? I matter.
No, we just established that while you were away talking to somebody else.
I matter. I'm important. I am somebody.
Anti-matter.
Magneto and Loki, both flawed in that they, like, it's the best kind of villain where you can see that, like, they're the hero of their own story. Like, they feel totally justified in what they're doing.
As opposed to Zod, who, and even the Joker, they know they're just fucking with people. They don't think they're like, I'm saving things.
Yeah. Well, Zod kind of feels like I earned it. Zod's like the Mel Gibson of the supervillain comics.
You mean he hates Jews?
No. You're going to blow me!
Ah.
That version of Mel Gibson.
Gotcha. I was like, does he call Ursa Sweet Tits at any point? That'd be awesome.
Hey, Sweet Tits.
Fetch Zod a drink, Sweet Tits.
This drink is delicious.
I was going through a superhero movie. I was just surfing YouTube, and I ended up going down a rabbit hole of top 10 lists of this one video channel, and one of them was like top 10 superhero performances, and I was trying to think, like, I'm pretty sure Hugh Jackman thought he had that shit all sewn up for, like, in the modern era of, like, I am the definitive superhero, and then RDJ came along.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman's a pretty damn good Wolverine, but X-Men Origins Wolverine was a pretty weak-ass movie. Also,
fact.
They completely fucked up the character of Deadpool. But anyways.
Really? Really, internet nerds?
I was going to say the Sandman in Spider-Man 3, but the rest of that movie around him was awfully flawed.
What? Still got a higher tomato reading than Man of Steel. Suck it, Man of Steel.
We're going to go see it Monday.
That's right. Me, Noah, and Jeff are going to see Man of Steel on Monday. So there's Noah, who couldn't give two shits one way or the other. There's me, who is actively rooting for it to be shitty. And there's Jeff, who thinks it's the second coming.
Really? He thinks it's going to be that good?
I don't know, but he's very much looking forward to it.
Jeff, I think if you check the tapes, this is kind of the third coming. Or if you go back far enough, it's like the 15th coming.
I was surprised.
There'll be a lot of coming. That's what Andy's saying.
He didn't want to see World War Z at all.
Yes. I was like, let's go see World War Z. And he's like, no.
My wife was all up on that one. So am I. That makes me proud to be her husband.
So I'm probably going to see, during the day, I'm probably going to see This Is the End by myself on a solo matinee tip.
Mm. Oh, you mean that same day that we see Superman?
Yeah, because it's my, other than today, it's my only day off.
Mm. I bet that'll make Superman seem even shittier. You know, if you drink something like really sweet, and then you drink something else that's not as sweet, so you taste less sweet.
Yeah, pro tip, don't drink a bunch of soda and then have a beer.
Yeah, pro tip, don't drink the beer.
That beer will be bitter.
Just like Andy.
Just leave the fucking beer alone. It's fucking shitty.
No, you should drink.
Tastes like beer.
Drink
even
beer.
Even on its best day, it tastes like fucking beer.
So there's that.
Yeah, I guess World War Z is getting decent reviews.
Well, Metacritic, it didn't seem like it was much better than whatchamacallit, than Superman.
Whatchamacallit? But that was a modern classic.
But Rotten Tomatoes, it seemed like it's doing better.
Whew, if you click on any of the bad reviews for Man of Steel, you will see that reviewer got lit up in the comment section. But people who like Man of Steel really fucking like Man of Steel, and fuck you for saying anything bad about it. That just amuses me.
That's how the world works.
Oh, wow.
even if it was only like, you know, like it ended up being a quote-unquote rotten review on Rotten Tomatoes, but they're like, yeah, it's good and the good, but this I could have done with more of this. Fuck you and fuck your face. All right, well, seems a bit harsh.
My face. Fuck your face and fuck your mom's face.
fuck all the faces.
Now, this is funny. On Rotten Tomatoes, World War Z currently has a 68% fresh, Man of Steel 56% rotten. But if you look at the average rating, both 6.2 out of 10.
That is weird.
That means more people... So it's like, it seems like that must mean Man of Steel, when it got positive reviews, they were more positive. Like, even the people who liked World War Z were kind of like, eh.
Oh, really? Because I got the exact opposite. Well, granted, I haven't been following the World War Z reviews as closely, because I am not rooting for that movie to fail. Mm.
But I can guarantee you there's no John Williams score in that film, Tim.
That's okay. There wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
Zombies aren't associated with some iconic zombie score that they left out of it. Are they? I don't pretend to be an expert on zombies. If someone who's an expert on zombies wants to tell me how they're heartbroken that the fucking Tchaikovsky score isn't in there. Bullshit.
Night of the Living Dead.
Bullshit.
How the Randy Newman score isn't in there.
I'm a zombie. A little zombie. Eating brains. That's my Randy Newman, everybody. Nailed it.
I am dead, but walk around. Love your kids.
You got a dead friend in me.
You got some brains in
me. I want your brains in me.
Touché, Tim.
When the road looks rough ahead, I'll sink my teeth in your nice soft head. You just remember what your zombie said. I said, I want your brains in me. Brains.
Oscar.
I feel like Randy Newman just morphed into Satchmo.
It was never Randy Newman. It was just Tim with a sore throat.
To myself. What a wonderful brain.
I think we've just written the next Pixar movie. Brain. They need to make a Pixar zombie movie with a score by Randy Newman.
Do you think Pixar would do a zombie movie? I wonder.
I would watch the shit out of that. I don't care what the reviewers say.
I don't care how little John Williams is in it. I will watch that shit.
Oh.
Wow. Someone needs a right pick. I mean, there's a guy named Tim Babb. Maybe I can reach him.
Yes.
On a personal level. Look, a zombie movie does it.
We have no connection beyond we have the same name, but I have an idea.
No, I'm you. I'm having this idea.
I'm you from the future. You have to make this zombie Pixar movie. It will be the hit of the century.
If you don't make this zombie movie in Pixar, your tooth will fall out like this. I'm trying to save you and your tooth.
All right, I do this for you. This is all for you, Damien.
Aw.
Throat.
Yeah, Superman was on last night, and I was watching it.
Hooray.
Kind of, half. I was like, oh.
I was going to say, doesn't sound like you really committed to it.
No. But I would come back. I wanted to see how he got back his powers, and I like that he went. Yeah, you know, I like that Superman's petty and got revenge on that guy.
In the Donner cut, like there's more of a sacrifice to it. Like he gets his powers back at the expense of ever being able to talk to the people in the Fortress of Solitude anymore.
Oh.
Like,
he can't,
like all the power of the Fortress of Solitude has to be used to bring his powers back, so he can't talk to Jor-El and what? Oh wait, no, they still have power because he still uses it to reverse. It's very unclear. I feel like the script wasn't done, and then they just said, we're going to make a Richard Donner cut. Because you know how the Richard Donner cut ends?
Fades
he spins
light.
The world backwards to reverse time.
Really?
Yes. Because apparently that was the original ending for the second one, not the first one. Like, the first one was supposed to end with just him throwing a missile into the atmosphere, and then that's what blows up the Phantom Zone and releases Zod and the other two.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he was just supposed to save everybody? Like, Lois wasn't supposed to be crushed to death? I'm not really sure. But anyway, it wasn't supposed to end with the world going backwards. But it did. And so then when the second one ends the same way, you're like, fuck, Superman has the easiest job ever. Oh, look, everybody died? Hang on, I'm going to finish this burger. All right, spin it backwards.
I thought we discussed this even on Tancast, but I thought that I'd read somewhere that... that he wasn't really spinning the world backwards, that he was supposed to be exceeding the speed of light.
Yeah, that doesn't work, because later on, after he does whatever he does, he flies around the other direction, and the world starts spinning the other direction. So unless the direction at which you go the speed of light determines how you travel through time, that is bunk.
Yes, this is true.
Yes, and yes, we have discussed that on Tancast, because I brought that up before. Everybody who suggests that theory always forgets that part of the movie.
Yes, that is true.
Because they've just shut it off. They're like, you know what? Superman's good at stuff. Just click.
I'm done watching this now.
I love that Gene Hackman refused to shave his head or really wear a bald wig except for like one part of Superman 1. So by Superman 4, his now... gigantic bald spot is showing in the supposed wigs he's wearing. I'm like, why, if you're bald, would you wear a toupee with a bald spot?
He's an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
I really, yeah, I would like to see a better...
covered in a plot hole.
Better Lex Luthor. I want to see Lex Luthor like they do it on the cartoon.
Yes, the Justice League.
Like, that is a good Lex Luthor.
Yeah, when they brought Kevin Spacey in, I thought that might have been the direction they were going, but it was not.
Yeah. You know, can't always get what you want. But sometimes, you get what you need.
The fuck happened to Andy just now?
I sang the next part.
Ooh, is that what you call that?
Is that what you call singing?
Fuck, I thought it was Noah for a second. I just slammed both of you.
You did.
Yay for me!
High five, Tim.
I hope you feel good about yourself.
I'm pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
Tim, I got my hand against the monitor. Come on.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
I didn't do anything, Noah.
Aw. Sad.
I went to Disneyland this week.
How
Hooray!
Was that?
That's why the episode was up late. It was great.
What'd you go for, just for shits and giggles?
Technically for Father's Day.
Oh, did you go with your mama?
I did. My mom, my son, and my wife.
My wife!
Yes.
My son did much better than he did last time we went to Disneyland. Granted, I think he was coming off being sick, so like the first day he was just like upset by everything. Like, I don't like anything!
I don't like Disneyland, I don't like fun!
And I wasn't looking good, because the first thing we did, the second thing we did in the park, like, we were walking through Tomorrowland, and the Star Wars, like, Jedi Academy was going on, and apparently it was just too loud for him, he just started crying. I was like, oh, fuck, we haven't done anything really yet, we just walked by. And so then he was covering his ears for the next, like, 15 minutes, and finally, like, we got on Autopia, which is the car ride, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he seemed to like that, and after that, he seemed to cheer up quite a bit. And we never really had a problem again.
That's why you gotta slap him. Like, I give you something to cry about, kid.
The Muppets. I decided I would try and take him to Muppet Vision 3D, because I figure of all the 3D movies, it's the least scary, and it's a good way to introduce him to sitting in a theater setting and watching a movie without, you know, having to shell out any extra dollars and be like, fuck it, this sucks, let's leave.
Yeah.
Let's kiss that $10. Goodbye.
Goodbye, $10.
Goodbye. And I was like, well, yeah, there's no real scary parts in Muppet Vision 3D, and it's Kermit. He likes Kermit. He knows Kermit. And so, like, we're watching it, and then there's Kermit on the screen. Hey, Kermit! And then, like, a couple seconds in, Fozzie does this thing about, like, cheap 3D tricks, and then he opens up a can of peanut brittle, and the you know how the snakes or whatever spring out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was too much for him. He's like, and I'm going to cry now. Let's go.
Oh, poor little guy.
That scared the shit out of me. I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know why you're bringing me here.
I think it was mostly because it was loud. It was like, you know, here's something I wanted to spring on you. Shatoing!
Nice. How long were you there for?
2 days. We drove down right after work. Right after I went to work on came home from work on Saturday, and then we went to Disneyland Sunday, and then Monday, and then at the point where he should be going to sleep, that's when we got him back in the car and headed home.
And then drove all night.
What the new stuff do they have there?
They had a Monsters Inc. Like a Monsters University like meet and greet. Well, I guess since you've been there, they have Cars Land, which is new, I guess, to you, because you haven't been there in the last year, right?
No, I haven't been there for a while.
So it's like I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because you've never been to Disney World, yes?
No, I haven't been to Disney World.
So I don't know how to explain it. It's not a roller coaster, and it's not like I don't know. It's like a fast ride, but you're in like a car from the movie franchise Cars.
But what's the difference?
Like part of it is a dark ride, and part of it is like a race with it's like you and whoever else is in another car, and you really have no control. You race like however fast you go is how fast you go.
Okay, so it's not like you can win. Well, I mean, you can win, but you have no control of your winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in the same way that flipping a coin can be won.
Exactly. I won. I'm the best coin flipper ever. And then they have some. They have like a swirly ride type of thing. I don't know how to describe any of this shit.
Doesn't empower Namor?
No, sir.
Aww.
That's paper.
Oh, toilet paper.
And then they have like this thing. It's kind of like bumper cars meets an air hockey table. So like you're in this giant tire and you sit on it, and then like it's inflated, kind of like a hovercraft, and then like. So then you're sort of hovering, and then you lean to one side or the other to move, and then you bump into other people in their tires.
Hmm.
Kind of cool. My son liked that one. Wanted to go again, but we said, no, fucker.
You can eat a dick.
what else new do they have that you haven't seen? Oh, they have the Iron Man 3 exhibit.
Oh, how was that?
I mean, it's just, it's kind of, you know, the room in his, like, little office in Iron Man 3 where you see, like, the old suits and the new ones kind of in the center. It just kind of looks like a recreation of that set.
Okay.
And they have the costumes, and Jarvis is talking to you, and then they have, like, a Wii thing where you can stand in front of it. Not a Wii, I guess it's more of a Kinect, because you don't have to hold anything. And, like, on the screen is an Iron Man suit, and you can fly it around by standing in front of it. And they have some actual props from the movie.
That sounds cool.
Apparently, there's somebody... on this Disney forum I visit was super upset because they made the trip from like several states away because they thought they were actual suits worn by the actors. And I was
okay.
Like, I don't know if you're aware of how Iron Man movies work. There is no full suit worn by any actor.
Yeah.
It's called computers.
Like,
to the point he's never going to go to Disneyland again. I was like,
what?
Why? Yeah.
That's crazy. People are like, they have too much to worry about.
That's like fucking people getting upset about what theme song is or isn't in a movie. It's like, fucking relax.
Yep. Yeah, fuck those people.
You made a little dig on yourself, Tim.
I did. I can't do all the low-lying hanging fruit of you guys. I gotta dig myself every so often. Oh, sorry. Star Tours 2. You haven't seen that. It's not Star Tours 2. Wait, the new Star Tours.
Oh, okay.
It's 3D, my friend.
Oh.
It's the second one? I didn't even see the first one. Tell him to slow down. No, I saw the first one. I saw the first one.
I was going to say. So it's 3D and like the destinations change?
Oh, so like you'd have to ride out multiple times to see all the different variations?
Exactly. It took me, I think, 3 or 4 trips to Disneyland before I finally saw them all.
Oh.
And is it like when you do it, is it going to be the same from start to end, or they're just switching out the whole time?
It's actually 3 or 4 different chunks that can be different. So there's like a beginning section, a middle section, a message you get from somebody. Like at some point, like it's you stop actually, you know, going through stuff, and like you get a message from either Princess Leia, Yoda, or Admiral Akbar. So that can change.
Okay.
And then the finale is always different. So like there's 2 different planets. I think there's 2 or 3 different planets you can visit in the middle, and then 3 planets you can visit at the end, and then a different way that you leave the spaceport. I think 3 different ways you can leave the spaceport.
That's kind of cool.
So they all mix and match, so you almost never are going to get the exact same experience.
Right.
Of all 4 of those elements being the same.
And how did you know when you saw them all? Like, did you already know all the different ones that there were?
Yeah, I think I looked them up online, yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, man, I keep ending up at Naboo. Fuck Naboo.
Fist fuck Naboo.
So finally I ended up at the Death Star, and then this last time Danelle's like, so where do you think we're going? I'm like, I have no idea. Where do I hope we're going? The Death Star. And we got to the Death Star again. I was like, yeah, Death Star!
Yeah, yeah, Death Star! Kick ass!
If you get Death Star, you get Boba Fett and Darth Vader.
Ooh!
Yeah! You get Naboo, you get Jar Jar. Mm. Fuck it. Fuck Jar Jar in his face.
Everyone loves Jar Jar. He's the best.
Me like, said the best.
Hey, Jar Jar, how you doing? I hope you didn't fuck my wife.
What?
I think last week we weren't talking about like if Jar Jar like was a dick and like fucked your wife or something.
Oh, you're right.
I think I blocked that out.
It was the casual way you just said that though. That I was like, wait, what?
Hey, Jar Jar, if you didn't fuck my wife.
My wife.
Okay.
I saw a movie this week. Unless there's more you wanted to say about Disneyland, Tim.
I do want to give a special shout out to Alyssa for being an excellent cast member.
All right.
I ran into her and she made my experience way more magical than it would have been.
Did she fart fairy dust on you?
She did. It was amazing.
Oh, how lovely.
We were able to fly. I just had to think of a wonderful thought. That's it. You can talk about movies you've seen now.
I saw The Mist, the remake, right? There's an original.
Oh, I missed that one.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say you're missing it, Bob.
I think I was just reading about that on TV Tropes, and I think that ending sucks.
Which ending?
The ending for The Mist, the remake.
Oh, the one yes, you wouldn't. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, no.
And so special effects weren't good. A lot of people like it though. So they release a black and white version, which is supposed to look better, which I imagine it does, because then you're not gonna the color is not gonna look weird. Like, you know, when it's
Shit. No, the entire time that you've been saying that you saw The Mist, because you texted me about this earlier, I thought you saw The Fog.
No.
Completely different film. And yes, there was a remake of that one. The Mist was brand new.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, The Mist is a totally new movie that they had a black and white version that supposedly was better because it's supposed to be more like, and I see what they're going for. Like, it would have been more like a Twilight Zone episode, which is kind of the feel of the movie.
Oh. But
the acting just was not great, and the special effects weren't that great.
But it had the guy that played the Punisher that one time.
It was an interesting premise. Of how, you know, people just fucking go batshit crazy when they think it's the end of the world.
Kind of like this is the end?
Look, even more batshit crazy.
Oh, damn.
You see it more on a personal level, right? Because you're focused on this, like, core group of people.
Aha.
But yeah, and I totally saw the ending coming, and I'm like, fucking, why don't people just wait, take a nap for a little bit? Like, what's your rush? I would say, I don't know, maybe I should appreciate it. I would say if you see it, I didn't see the black and white version, but I would still recommend it, because I saw like a little video clip on YouTube. I'm like, yeah, it does look a little bit better. And a lot of people liked it, so maybe you'll like it too, if they kind of go with what they're trying to do. So, you know, are you going to see it, Andy?
He wants to listen to him.
No, I'm like, you know, this it's been like, what, 6 years since that movie came out? Something like that?
2007.
So 6 years, yeah. Yeah, I probably don't care.
I'll be vague.
Toss a big spoiler alert, but then spoil the shit out of it for me.
I won't say why, but at the end, there's this guy, he's just like crying, all upset. And there's these two army guys standing behind him, not even doing anything, just holding guns. And like, not like, hey, dude, what's wrong? Why the fuck are you yelling like that? You okay? Like, just, we're just going to stand here.
Yeah. It would have been funnier if they'd been mocking him. One guy pokes the other guy in the ribs, points at him, and is like,
life is so sad.
That's especially funny if you know why he's crying, and I do.
And I don't think I've seen anything else, but I do have sitting here Safety Not Guaranteed, so I will watch that at some point. And I do want to see World War Z this weekend, I think. Today, maybe.
Avengers is now streaming on Netflix.
I saw that. I watched it last night. Well, I didn't really watch it. I was doing something else, but I had it on.
I tweeted something about it, and Jeff replied, you know, Avengers is now on Netflix. I'm like, that's great. If only I didn't have it on DVD, Blu-ray, 3D Blu-ray, on my iPod, on my iPhone, and on my PC.
Jesus Christ.
In fairness, the iPod, iPhone, and PC is all the same digital copy.
Yes. Tim is ready.
How many times have you seen it now, Tim?
Quite a few. That is definitely top five superhero movies of all time for me.
Yeah, hard to beat.
I was watching all the mistakes with. It's like a video series where they kind of point out all the like these mistakes in movies. Like, why would they do that? Why would they do this?
And sometimes is it the Everything Wrong With?
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, sometimes those are like, I mean, yes, they do get a lot of mistakes in there, but sometimes those are like, here's something that I just find annoying. Fuck you, that's not something wrong with the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting how much, like, you miss, like, if you're into a movie, how much you don't think about, like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but there's...
Yeah, how did Superman get back from the North Pole?
Yeah. They've counted things that are like, he said X when he could have said Y. And it's like, oh, yeah, but saying X was still valid.
Well, but anyway, sorry. So you were saying about the Avengers and that
It wasn't specific about Avengers. It was just about, like, it made me think about, like, I mean, I'm sure there is mistakes in movies, but it made me think about, like, yeah, there's so many things you don't really think about. The one was about Avengers was, like, why do the aliens all fall down when the thing blows up? Like, I'm like, yeah, why do they all fall down?
Because they needed to get that battle scene over with right then. It does make no sense, because they're clearly beings in there.
Yeah,
they're not just robots.
They're not, but they've clearly got some sort of, like, cybernetic component to them.
I mean, well, here's the thing. We always ask these questions, right? But usually, like, there is no answer, right? Like, if there's an answer, the writer can just make up an answer, right? Like, they can just go, blah, blah, blah. That's why. You know what I mean? Like... Mm-hmm. It's this interesting thing about, like, it's like, all right, there's no answer until the writers make up an answer, and then they can just, you know, they just make up an answer that will fit their needs. But just, you know, fun to think about. That's all I got.
Yeah, what was the other, the cartoon one that's on Stars now that Tim linked us to last week? Its name's Fallen.
Oh, How It Should Have Ended.
Yes, How It Should Have Ended. Made the exact same point. Like, wait, all the aliens operated under the same design rules as the fucking battle droids from Star Wars,
which didn't seem like a good system.
No,
let me
it doesn't.
Tell you.
Yeah, like, you'd think they would really defend that mothership if that's all that's standing between them and not existing anymore.
Hey, it's a dude coming through. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, he's got a nuke. Well, shit.
And to that end, why? Wait, I had a thought about, like, why didn't... Oh, it's always this rushed thing in movies. Like, why is there a rush to close the portal now? Like, you know, at the end, like, oh, Iron Man hasn't come back through yet. Close the portal. Wait a minute! Everybody's dead! Why don't we leave it open?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't we go explore?
Yeah, maybe we should go up there! Maybe we should fuck them up for a while.
I thought it was a portal open inside our atmosphere into the blackness of space.
All right, but we can wait. We can wait more than 30 seconds for billionaire Tony Stark to come back.
Yes, I agree. We're not losing atmosphere that quickly.
I was thinking that it had to do with like the nuke going off and like they didn't want like stuff to get through.
Yes. But yeah, because it would really suck for New York if a giant chunk of that spaceship landed on it.
But then when he's falling, you don't see like the explosion like following him, really, right?
Yeah, this is true.
I mean, you see it in front of him, but like there's never a sense of, we got to close this before the explosion gets through the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
You know what, Noah? I think I'm going to have to go watch that movie again to be sure.
Well, it's on Netflix, or you can see it on my DVD, my Blu-ray, my 3D Blu-ray, my PC, my iPod, and my iPhone.
Hey, Tim?
Yeah.
Or I can see it on my Netflix, my DVD, my Blu-ray. Don't have 3D Blu-ray, but it's also on my iPad, my iPod, and my PC.
But Tim doesn't have a 3D TV, so there is that.
But I have a 3D DVD player.
Woot woot!
There's Pete, wait, there's cops in pink? Are those cops?
Yeah. You say the cops are in pink?
Yeah, there's cops wearing like a pink polo shirt, and there's some other cops with some pink tassels on their handlebars on bikes. Pedal bikes.
Are you sure they're real cops and not just, you know, the fashion police?
I looked down, and one did say police on the back of his thing, so it could be. I didn't, you know, it's a little
ways
away. I mean,
not for nothing. You can go to any shirt-making store and get police on the back of your shirt.
This is true. I do not know they are real police for sure. What do you guys say to that, Tim?
Good. Thank you for covering your bases.
They could or could not be police.
Could. I vote could.
All right. I vote could, too.
My neighborhood was showing Wreck-It Ralph, a movie we own, and recently lent to our neighbor. And she's like, hey, if you want me to take Drew to go see Wreck-It Ralph so you guys can have an evening alone.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, not so much brown chicken, brown cow as we're like, oh, we'll finally watch Dark Shadows.
And wow. Wow.
Yeah, we're exciting like that.
I just feel like, aside from the sadness of just watching a movie when your kid's out of the house, why that, like, oh, we can finally watch, oh, something awesome, Dark Shadows.
Oh, that's where you're going, huh? That's it, right? All right.
Don't hate, Tim.
I gotta hate. I can't congratulate.
I guess. Yeah,
oh, hang on. My son is saying goodbye. I'm going to go say goodbye to him. Well, you guys keep chitty-chatting.
Okie dokie. So, well, actually, no, this kind of applies to you. I don't know if you've noticed that I have been complaining more and more as summer has come on that when we're trying to play games together, it's like, oh, fuck, it's so bright in here. I can't see my goddamn TV.
Yes.
Well, I found out that I'd thought that DLP bulbs just eventually, like, blew out and, like, stopped working, and that was the point where you needed to replace it. I found out that they actually dim over time. So I went and checked.
Oh, so your TV's actually getting lighter?
Yes, my TV is actually getting dimmer. So, like, it gets harder and harder to watch TV shows, like, if the sun is up and lights are on. And it was, like, only in the last, like, week or so that it's gotten really, like, fuck, it can't have been like this before. Because I know we've watched TV during the summer before, and now it's like, well, shit, the sun's up, I can't fucking see anything. So I did a little Googling, and I found out that the bulbs are rated for something like, I think it's supposed to be like 5,000 to 7,000 hours or something like that. And I also found out how to get into the setup menu for my TV, which involves like slaughtering a chicken over the remote and then hitting a bunch of buttons super fast. but the service menu shows you how many hours you have on that bulb. And two things happened. One, I realized, holy shit, we are way past 7,000 hours. And the second thing is I went back and did the math of, wait, how long have we owned this TV? So how many hours does that mean this TV has been on in, say, a given week? The answer is a lot. A lot.
You guys watch a lot of TV, sir. Or someone does.
Yeah.
Do you guys have it on in the background a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it'll just be like, you know, something funny or silly or whatever while we're doing other stuff. Or, like, you know, we'll have the news on, but we'll also be, like, you know, playing with Drew. Several of those a lot of hours are... For a good portion of the time that we've owned this, Caitlin had a couple of foot surgeries, and you know, there's been like ongoing problems, and eventually got to the point where like with her pain issues, she wasn't working anymore, so she was just home. But, you know, like, home and in a lot of pain, so, like, had her feet up and iced a lot.
So she was just relaxing, watching a lot of television.
Yep. Reading a lot, but also a lot of TV.
Watch out, Tim's back.
In what fairness. The fucking bullshitting assholes?
So, can you replace the bulbs?
Yes, I've got one on order, and it's gonna, because apparently you cannot buy them from anywhere, like, in Atlanta.
And how much are they?
They used to be, like, fucking $300 or $400. I was like, this is gonna be stingy around the hole. They're, like, 75 now.
Okay.
That is okay. That's expensive.
That's still expensive for a light bulb. It just seems so much less expensive compared to $300.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, apparently, like, back in 2008, definitely when we bought the TV, which was 2006, but, yeah, like, still in 2008, I'd looked it up one time because I was like, oh, 2 years, we're probably coming up on the time we got to replace that bulb, and I looked into it, saw it. I was like, I will replace that bulb when it blows the fuck up. But now it's like, I can no longer see my TV. I can hear it fine, but I can no longer see it if the bright yellow face in the sky is smiling at me.
Do you know that's like a negotiating technique? Like, you present something that seems worse, and then, oh, well, if I can have that, how about this? Like, you know, $300. Oh, wait, 75? That's not bad.
No, it's just that the price of those things has come crashing down.
That's like, that's how I used to do dating. Like, can I have sex with you and wipe my ass on your carpet? What? All right. How about just sex?
Well, all right.
No sex? How about you just sit over there in the corner and watch me jack off? How about you watch TV and I'll go jack off in your bathroom?
Do you have a pair of used underwear I could borrow?
No use, just clean? Okay, well, I'll wear them around for a little while, and then I'll just pretend that's not ball.
good times. What's everyone doing today? Any plans?
Jacking it.
Not like it.
Same.
I think I might go for a run.
The wife and son just went to go pick up my mother-in-law from the airport, so
oh, shit,
I've
Tim's
got it.
Jacking it right now.
Yep.
Is that the noise here, Spanx?
That's just what I sing to myself.
Oh, mine goes...
Because I can't get hard unless I think of aliens in the Mos Eisley Cantina.
I know, those bulbous heads and big staring eyes. Tiny little mouths.
You gotta love a tiny mouth.
Oh, I gotta.
How about you, Noah? Anything you're gonna see World War Z?
I think so. I think that is on my agenda. Maybe it's playing at the theater that has kettle corn. I go to the theater so much, I know the theater that has kettle corn, and no one else has it. So if the movie's playing there, I will go see it there. I'm like, yes.
Didn't we go to see a movie at a theater, and then they had kettle corn, but they were out of it?
Yeah, that was in San Jose, when we went to go see Olympus Down, or Olympus Has Fallen.
We lost POTUS.
Yeah, I was disappointed with that place. And then you wanted something too, but they didn't have it, right?
I believe they did. And they didn't. Yes, I did. They didn't. What you're saying is right. No, that's all I'm trying to say. Don't worry about my words.
Oh, they had things, and they tried to give them to me, but I told them I did not want it. No, sir.
Good
news,
guys.
Wait, the opposite of that.
Well, Rosie is playing at the Kettle Corn Theater. Yay!
Oh, shit.
Life is so good.
Oh, my wife and I, instead of watching Dark Shadows because of the aforementioned TV dimming, went upstairs and finished up Game of Thrones.
I thought you were going to say,
went upstairs and finished up some fucking.
Was it The Red Wedding? Fucking crazy! Yeah.
Yeah, spoilers. Spoilers. But
No. Everyone knows that's what it's called. I'm not gonna say what happened, but yeah,
after the Red Wedding, massive spoilers. My wife was bawling, and I paused it. I'm like, it's just a TV show. Look, I can stop it. I can make it end. I can turn it off.
It's not
That's
real.
The best way to handle her if she's upset. Belittle her feelings. That is certain.
I was like, it's okay. It's just a TV show. Also, it was really late, and I was starting to get grumpy that it was really late, because I haven't been sleeping well for like a month. Oh, I went to the doctor on Friday for that. That was awesome.
What was so awesome about it?
Sarcasm.
But, like, I mean, like, I mean, going to the doctor is not necessarily a bad experience. I mean, did something bad happen?
Oh, yeah. On Thursday, I was at work and realized, like, I was just dead tired. Like, felt like I hadn't slept, I don't know, in days. I was like, shit, I could fall asleep sitting here on this conference call. And then I realized that I could no longer see out of the, like, center of my eyes. Like, it was, like, not foggy. It was just, like, blank. So, like, if I looked a little bit off-center, I could read. But if I looked directly at something, like, all the text would just become, like, gray.
I've had that. That's a migraine, is it not?
It can be. I mean, visual effects like that can be, like, precursors to migraines.
Visual effects.
Yes.
I saw
E.T. fly by.
This is not ILM.
I want to get more migraines so I can watch Star Wars.
Wow, everything looks so three-dimensional.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so there was no headache, there was nothing else, and it, like, cleared up after about, like, half an hour, but I was like, shit, I live a long way from where I work. How the fuck am I going to get home? I may have to call my wife. Have her come pick me up.
My wife?
Yes, my wife. That never gets old.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Never, ever, ever.
No way.
Yeah. So woke up on Friday feeling a little worse, although seeing better. And wife took me to the doctor. And as I'm, like, explaining to the doctor, it's like, okay, so, like, from time to time in my life, I have, like, super vivid dreams. Not necessarily realistic. Like, they can still be batshit fucking crazy. But when I wake up, it's, like, difficult to distinguish the memory of the dream from, like, actual memory. Like, I have, when I was a teenager one time, I had a dream where I had an argument with my father, as an example. And I woke up not groggy and like, oh, I think I was arguing with my dad. Like, I woke up remembering, like, the specific points in each of our arguments and was storming towards his door to go bang on it and continue the argument. And then I, like, had to put together, like, wait a minute. There's a couple of things in this argument that don't hang together. Like, we were in a place that doesn't exist. Like, I remember having that argument in something that looked like an amalgam of, like, my grandmother's house and the house that I grew up in or some shit like that. And I tend to, when I start having these weird-ass dreams, like, have them for at least several nights in a row, sometimes a couple of weeks in a row. And every time I have them, I wake up feeling like I didn't rest well enough. Like, I can be in bed for 7, 8, 9 hours and not remember, like, you know, waking up and tossing and turning or having difficulty falling asleep or any of that shit. It just feels like I was active the whole night. So it's been going on for, like, a month, and I finally hit the point where I was, like, just at a wall. And I explained all this shit to the doctor. The doctor's like, I think I'm going to need to consult with some people. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, it could be some sort of, like, sleep disturbance or whatever. Turns out she was going to find out, like, should we refer him for, like, psychiatric help? Oh, great. I've often wondered what it feels like to go mad. I guess I know.
So they got, that doesn't mean you're going mad, sir.
No, they've got me set up for, like, a sleep study and shit like that. And
just
they also,
means you could have all unresolved shit that is causing your dreams.
What? See, that would seem sensible, except for on Thursday night, one of the dreams was that Cal Penn, Matt Damon, and I had just barely survived the zombie apocalypse. Matt Damon did lose his legs, but, like, the three of us were okay other than that.
You see, Matt Damon is your wife, right? And she's having trouble with your feet, her feet, and your house is the apocalypse.
No. No, I thought about it, and no. And no, even if that did hang together, can you explain why we made pogo sticks out of sharpened shovels?
Because you love cock. And the sharpened shovel is a stand-in for sharp cock.
So what you're saying is, other men like them meaty.
You like them sharp.
I like them stabby.
That's correct. Because you want to stab them in your butthole.
I don't think anyone wants to get stabbed in the butthole.
Speak for yourself.
That's true.
Some of us love it. Good old butthole stabbing.
But Tim, what if they miss and get your taint?
Those are the risks you take.
I guess. For the things you love.
Exactly. Like eating Jack in the Box and vomiting.
Oh.
Whew. There's that point when you realize, oh shit, I am actually going to vomit. That is not a good point.
Do you get the wet sensation in your mouth where you're like, I'm drooling way too much?
Oh, no. It was just this particular item has decided it is going back the way it came. It is not going to wait its turn through the regular processes.
Did you make it to something?
Yeah, I was right by the toilet. Because I thought, oh, man, I must have to take a splattery shit. Oh, nothing's coming out that way. Well, the stomach is still upset. Oh, dear God.
Oh, I hate throwing up.
Yeah, for days like that, I think it is critical to have a bathroom that has a toilet and a tub next to each other. So yes. You don't have to pick.
Well, fortunately, there was no splatter shits at all.
Yeah.
One time, my friend had to shit and puke, and he didn't know what to want to do. So he puked, and I think he chose to puke and spray shit over the bathroom and had to clean up. And that's just a terrible story that sticks with me all my whole life.
Yes, you've told it a couple times. I think I would shit and just vomit downward towards my crotch and just, hope for the best.
Yeah, I think that, just spread the legs and try to make it.
I think you should always pick shitting in the toilet. For some reason, I'd just rather clean vomit than shit. That'd be a terrible this or that.
Then you got puke balls.
You know what? Showers are amazing.
Yes.
In fact, you should just hop in the shower.
Yeah, well, you know what? I tweeted about this, but... was it like a week ago? I think it was last weekend.
The fuck?
I wasn't feeling well. It's kind of, a symptom of the not sleeping well. So my stomach was a little bit upset, and just a horrible splattery shit. And it was all done... And I finally was like, you just crawled basically into the shower. I was like, I'm just going to let the warm water flow over me, and it'll make me feel a little better. And I started to feel a little better. And I stood up and was like, oh, got a fart. Oh, it's a little crampy. That's okay. Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, dear.
So I spent about 5 minutes figuring out how to flush a bathtub.
Yeah, puking and anything not in a toilet is not a good idea because, well, I'm sure shitting, but also puking because chunks.
Chunks.
One time when me and Steph were together, she puked in the sink, and it was terrible. Like, and I think this is it might have been. I think it was when things were like had gone sour, but I went in there. I don't remember when it was, but I had first had to scoop out the puke from the sink, and then I had to pour. Like, I had to figure out ways to get it to declog. So I was trying hot water, and I think eventually I went to the store and got some Drano or something, and that worked.
Oh,
but yeah, it was not pretty.
I cannot imagine that chemical Drano smell plus puke. That's going to be a new level of hell.
It wasn't so bad, actually.
There you go.
That's good.
Oh, maybe she puked in the tub? I don't know. I remember it wasn't too bad. I'm like, you know what? I could be a parent. This is not terrible.
Yeah, it's when a baby vomit fountains that you find out what love is.
Do you know what love is? Allow me to blow. No, that doesn't work.
No.
Back to the drawing board.
Allow me to blow you is not something you want to say to your child.
Allow me to blow chunks on you, but that doesn't really work.
No.
I'll work on it.
Allow me to vomit. I'm feeling so much puke. I want to know what love is.
Rainbow showers. Comet's the only thing I can think that would rhyme with that.
Huh?
Comet's the only thing I think rhymes with vomit.
Ah. What did you say, Noah?
Oh, I said rainbow showers.
Yes.
What's a rainbow shower?
Technicolor grin.
It's people like to be puked on.
Yeah.
So golden showers is...
Ah, no!
Golden showers is pee, rainbow showers
That's
is puke.
That's bullshit! Rainbow sounds so pleasant!
Well, to them, it is pleasant, Tim.
No!
No!
Vomit is almost never rainbow colored. You got maybe two, three colors tops, and they're all dingy looking.
Yeah,
I've never had bright puke. Bright, happy Technicolor puke.
I have had bright puke. Eat a bunch of yogurt, like strawberry yogurt, and then puke.
Why are you giving me a recipe for how to have bright puke? I don't want bright puke. I don't want any puke.
Oh, and there was that one time when we lived together. I think it may have been after Joe moved out, but before you and I moved to downtown. Where I just came home, like, just sweating and horrible, and, like, barely made the bus ride back to our house. And then it was just, like explosive vomit for, like, the next 24 hours. Where I'd eaten a blueberry muffin and puked so hard I had a blueberry,
you puked blueberry
in my
out your nose.
Sinuses.
I think Tim remembers this.
Yeah. I remember I didn't see it or anything. I just remember hearing about the blueberry coming out his nose.
Oh, it was horrible. Because it was like, oh, is there a huge booger? Nah, no, a whole fucking blueberry.
Well, fucking chew your blueberries, dumbass.
I thought I had.
How to get in that hole? You just fucking swallowing muffins like, fuck that muffin.
You know what it was?
You swallowed the muffin hole.
I chewed up its whole family, and that one got through and laid in wait in my stomach going, soon.
Revenge is a dish best served through the sinus cavity. Oh.
War.
My friend once shot noodles out of his nose when he puked.
The worst part of that is I'm sure when he's pulling it out of his nose, he can still feel it tickling his throat.
I just picture like a little like party favor, like, whee! On the way out. Like, it's all wiggly.
Oh
my gosh.
But instead of air, it's just a sea of bile.
I remember the time I threw up in the Tan House kitchen.
Yeah, you told me about that. Like,
yeah, nobody was home, but it was basically just Coke I threw. Like, first I threw up in the sink, and I was fucking wiped out by it, and I just fell down and laid on the floor. And then I was like, uh-oh, I'm not done. Fuck it, I'm not getting up. Just right on top of myself. I'm like, sometimes you gotta sit in your own vomit and just let the world pass you by.
Nap now.
I don't think I've ever puked so hard where I'm just like, I gotta lay down on the floor now.
It also didn't help that I hadn't been sleeping.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I was, you know, my body was already weakened, and then I was just like, let me just chill out here for a second. Oh, fuck.
Was that your shining moment, Tim?
That was rock bottom.
In one shining moment.
But you cleaned it up before any of us got home.
Thank goodness it was mostly soda. If it had been like chunks of shit, it would still be on the tan house floor now.
If it had been chunks of shit, I'd be worried about what you were eating.
Yeah, like, Tim, why are you eating shit?
One dude, one cup.
This was so close to making it out the other end and then turned all the way back up.
Oh man, that would be horrible.
It went from the lower intestine all the way back out. Well, I will turn this turd around if you kids don't. You know what? That's it. We're done.
Back out you go.
If you nuggets don't shut the fuck up.
We're going long, but I think the worst puke I ever had is when I went to, I think it was El Torito, and I puked and I didn't feel better. I still felt terrible.
I remember you telling us about how you didn't feel better after you puked.
No, I just still felt like terrible. I'm like, oh, I hate puking, and that was like not beneficial. I mean, eventually I did, like, I puked a little more and I started feeling better, but that first one was just like, yeah, that was a puke, and now I still feel shitty.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's like, well, at least that's over. Wait a minute. Fuck.
Oh, there's more of this. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I hate puking, but like, and I feel like I should get past it because like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to puke. But I just sit there feeling shitty for so long. Like, I'm sure it'd be better if I just got it over with, and then I would be, you know, that wouldn't be feeling so shitty. Like, you know, just like, all right, I puked. That sucked for a second, but now I'm not laying here going, oh, I'm so unhappy.
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys. Oh,
this sucks. This most recent puke the other day, like, it just stayed in the back of my throat all day. Not, like, physically, but, like, that feeling and that taste.
Oh, I think that was my cocktail.
All day.
It's pretty
big. No matter
big.
What else I ate or drank, I was like, I have vomit throat.
Tim didn't hear that, Noah.
I didn't. Did what was it?
I said, I think that was my cock, Tim. It's pretty big.
No, that tastes different.
Oh.
That's soothing and meaty. This is all acidy and tangy and yeah.
My cot tastes like victory.
Oh, on that note.
Well,
I'm glad we can reminisce about our bodily infirmities.
Everybody loves a good vomit story.
It's all down here from here, people.
But don't be downhill from the vomit.
Oh.
No.
Don't lay down on the ground if you're going to vomit, if you can help it.
Or if you do, make sure you've only drinking soda.
Yeah.
That shit's pretty easy to clean.
And aim for linoleum, because you do not want to be scrubbing that out of grout.
Or carpet. You definitely don't want to be on the carpet when you lay on the ground.
Oh,
you
no.
You want
no.
some sort of smooth tile surface.
Uh-huh. Smooth and cold.
Vomit tips from Tankcast. So be sure and write us a review on dun, iTunes dun, now that we're back. Dun, dun. Now that you've just heard us discuss vomit, run to iTunes and be like, 5 stars!
I laughed so hard I puked. Oh my god, somebody's going to write that review. That'll be awesome.
I have noticed the very first review of it written was, wow, I'm so glad these guys are back. I've been listening since 2008. And it was written
Super
by
Bab?
Me. Yeah, Bab of Steel.
Oh yeah, that's it. Technically, you have been.
I know. I was like, none of these are lies.
No. Technically, you've been listening to these guys a lot longer.
This is true.
I was listening to Tancast before it wasn't cool.
You are so hipster, Tim.
With your tiny mustache and your great big glasses.
That's me to a T.
You should grow a tiny mustache, Tim.
You should.
I'm on it.
Like John Waters tiny.
I should grow any sort of facial hair successfully, so.
Get on that.
I was thinking about, it'd be hilarious if you dressed up like your creepy Mickey for your kid.
Oh, yeah. Look, hon, it's Mickey.
I'm here for your soul.
Real quick. They're introducing a Fantasia game, Harmonix.
Ooh.
That's all I got.
All right.
It uses the Kinect to, like...
Wait, Fantasia like Disney or Fantasia like the chick that was on American Idol?
Like the Disney. Like you're sweeping your arms to make music.
Excellent.
Interesting.
I thought Tim might be mildly interested in that.
Oh, you were mistaken.
Maybe Annie would be mildly interested in that.
Perhaps.
They have a fucking game where you can walk around Disneyland, and that still hasn't gotten me off my ass to buy a gaming system.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to buy a game. I mean, look how long it took you to get a new television. Like, I didn't think you were going to hop on that, but I just thought you might be mildly interested that that exists.
Hey, can I get porn on this thing? Nope, not interested.
How come... Yeah, there should be... Are there more... Are there porn games still? Like, there used to be Leisure Suit Larry, but now, is there anything like that anymore?
I mean, I'm sure there is, always right? pretty soft core. There's probably porn games out there. I mean, there's the Japanese have games, so I got to assume that some of them don't make them over here.
Hmm.
So if you work for some sort of porn gaming industry, send us your wares.
We will review them and put them up on a website with literally dozens of users. An old joke, still true.
Sadly, yes.
Single tier. But not anymore. Don't call the comeback.
Don't call the comeback.
Because we're still going to fail.
We've been here for years?
Don't call it a comeback because we're still going to fail.
Should we wrap this mofo up?
Yep.
We should.
I like
it. Then we'll puke on it.
You're doing it like Superman flinging a cellophane S.
This week I hate... Ooh, so many things. This week I hate pooping in the tub.
Remember, never trust a crampy fart in the shower.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment.
You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. So, what did you mean you broke down and had fast food? I thought you could have Jack in the Box.
Right. That wasn't my planned fast food for the month.
Okay. It made you throw up? That's terrible.
Oh, it was. It was. It was no good. No me gusta.
It's funny. I was walking by McDonald's later, and I was like, not McDonald's, Jack in the Box. And I was like, I kind of want something to eat, but I don't think I want Jack in the Box after Tim's story.
I'm sure Jack in the Box isn't making everybody throw up or
well, no, but it's exploded. Just knowing that, it's just like, meh, I'm not really into it right now.
You should run in there. You poisoned my friend, you bastards!
Then wind down your pants and take a shit on the counter.
Yeah!
And then they'll put two buns on it and serve it.
Did you say wind down your pants?
Wind down your pants, yeah.
Alright, just making sure. That's what I heard.
Is that not how you take them off?
You know the worst part of it? It's like Agent Smith said. It's the smell. Just the hot water. It was like, oh, that's what super hot shit smells like.
Well, it feels so disgusting to, like, take a shit when you're wet. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, the worst feeling in the world to me.
Like, yeah, ever since I was a kid, it's like, I get out of the pool, I gotta take a shit.
Literally the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. You've never been kicked in the balls then?
Taking a wet shit is the worst.
Really? So next time I kick you in the balls, I'm like, at least it's not a wet shit. High five!
Both don't feel good, sir.
Now I'm splitting hairs here, but you're wet. Which is worse, a liquidy splatter shit or the kind that you gotta like really bear down on to get out?
I think the liquidy splatter.
See, I kind of feel
then it
like...
mixes in with your already wetness, whereas you gotta really straight, that's probably dry, so at least it's wetting itself on the way out. Maybe it's lubing a little bit.
Well, see, the thing
I
is, like
a solid shit, right?
If it's a plate, no, I'm not thinking solid. I'm thinking like real sticky. Like, oh, I'm probably gonna have half a shit still stuck to my ass.
Oh,
one of those.
We went down a dark place.
Dark brown.
I think it's hilarious that shitting while wet is Noah's threshold. Like, that's it. We went down a dark place. We need to back it the fuck off.
We need to reel this back in, fellas. Come on. The world's not ready for this.
Eating babies? Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get kicked back off iTunes.
Oh, man.